Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate, and Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a congregational business meeting in 2 weeks. That would be Sunday, May 17th. We encourage you to attend the meeting. There is the mother-daughter luncheon will be held on May 9th, 11:30 a.m., I believe here at Bethel Baptist Church, yes. And there's an insert in your bulletin to that effect. Also, please invite your friends, relatives, and there are special invitation-type cards available for that purpose. They're located in the church foyer, and also in the kitchen. So please note that. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, why did God harden Pharaoh's heart? At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series from the book of Revelation. And at the Wednesday evening service, again, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled Marriage Works, and he'll speak Wednesday on forgiveness and reconciliation in marriage. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Continue our worship now with hymn number 477, At Calvary.
There was
you please stand now as we sing hymn number 228, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place.
Remain standing for prayer. David said, O God, I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. We thank you, God, that it's true. You gave us the knowledge of the real God of heaven, the God of Israel. You gave us not only the knowledge, you implanted in our heart the Holy Spirit so that now we can understand your voice, the voice of the Bible. And now we can dealt with each situation in your word and practice your word in our life. How grateful we are. How grateful we are. Cause us to have compassion on those who do not understand you. The Bible said that the natural man cannot understand God. And so, Father, sometimes statements from our president comes and we wonder, does he know you? Sometimes statements from the representatives and from their leader, Mrs. Pelosi, who claims to be a Christian, a Catholic Christian, and we wonder, do they understand you? Do they have the light of the gospel and the power of God in their heart? And so, Father, sometimes when they speak, make us mad, especially me. Calm my spirit, like the lesson we have today in Sunday school. Give me a mind to listen and a mind to exhort with kindness and tenderness. Help us to be firm in our principles and in our convictions. And help us to demonstrate what we believe by our lifestyle, that they cannot complain. Thank you that we have a church, that we meet together to learn the scripture. Morning and Sunday school, the morning service, the afternoon classes, the evening service. Everywhere we visit Bethel, there is a Bible lesson coming up. And so we thank you, Father, for the freedom that we have so far in teaching the Bible here at church, teaching the Bible there in the airways of KKMC, there in the airways of the internet and Google's television, and then Father, into the CD ministry, which reaches hundreds of people, and those people reach others as they pass the CD. Thank you, Father, for the great extended family of Bethel Baptist Church. From time to time, we have people out and people sick. And I know personally the brother Jack and Mary are driving from Oregon today, hopefully arriving tomorrow to California. And so, Father, we pray for mercies as they travel in a rainy day. We pray for those who are sick, Mrs. Peretto, my wife Raquel, and Mildred and others, Brother Tom Curley. We pray that the power of the healing power of God may touch their life. And in spite of their sickness, they can see your mercy and be grateful to you. We thank you for our missionaries, how great they are. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis, and Lord, we look forward to have them the coming Sunday, as Carol will address the ladies and Fred will address us on Mother's Day. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of Bethel. Thank you for your people who support the ministry. Thank you for the love and giving. And so, Father, with great gratitude, we pray that today you bless us in a mighty way as we hear the praises of your name and the teaching of your word. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1248. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 through 31. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 31. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Blessed is the word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Our great Father, we thank you for giving us your Son. His sacrifice is always before us as we contemplate your love and mercy in drawing us to him and the great price that was paid for our redemption. We thank you for bringing us together to remember the events that made it possible to adopt us into your family. Help us to walk according to that which we have received, we pray. Bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes now to bring the message from your word. Give us understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, so that we can direct our lives according to that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?